And we're just going to spill. We're going to spill the tea on the shit that no one wants to talk about. This is probably going to be the most real, hard-hitting truths and like a podcast episode that you're going to hear from me. Because this is, again, like I really, really mean this. This is the shit that no one wants to talk about because of marketing and they want to sell, you know, the flashiness. And I get it. But people need to be more real and people need to keep it a damn buck, okay? People need to be honest on what it takes and the grit and skin and tenacity and emotional grit you have to have, mental grit you have to run a coaching, mentoring, service pro business. I'm Natasha Zorich, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello, hello, and welcome back, my sweet chicken Angel Babye. Today's episode, I just got to say, I was eating dinner, okay? Actually, I was going on a walk. Then I went and ate dinner and I was still thinking about this episode and all of the 15 hard truths I want to share with you. I poured a good old fat glass of wine. Okay, I got a Pinot Noir today. Gasp, shocking. And we're just going to spill. We're going to spill the tea on the shit that no one wants to talk about. This is probably going to be the most real, hard-hitting truths and like a podcast episode that you're going to hear from me because this is, again, like I really, really mean this. This is the shit that no one wants to talk about because of marketing and they want to sell, you know, the flashiness and I get it, but people need to be more real and people need to keep it a damn buck, okay? People need to be honest on what it takes and the grit and skin and tenacity and emotional grit you have, mental grit you have to run a coaching, mentoring, service pro business, right? Consultants. It's all under that umbrella. Because yes, I want to preface this too. I want to preface this episode by saying it is beautiful. It is sexy. It is the best thing you will ever do in so many ways. And it has the most incredible highs and moments of like, this is the best thing I ever that I'm doing. It's my greatest invention. It is my legacy. I am on top of the world. I have to say that. I am eternally grateful. I see myself as a mentor for the rest of my life. I love what I do. But just because you love what you do and you are building a legacy and a passion and a business and a name for yourself doesn't mean it doesn't come with shit days and days where you want to burn it down. So, because I also know that's another big portion, and I hope if you get anything from this, it's maybe a permission slip on if you're not feeling good in your business, it's okay. It's literally okay. We have this, and I too have been guilty of this almost this guilt. It's so funny. I relate it to mom guilt. I never understood it until I had a business and I realized I have business guilt. Where if I'm feeling bad or say shitty, I'm like, wow, I'm giving ungrateful. And I don't let myself feel the feels, or I go and I'm like, I'm so privileged. I can't think like this. And I devalue my emotions often, or I used to. I'm lying. I still do it. Okay. I'm human, but it's way less frequent now. But we tend to do that. Let me know too. Do you go through that where you almost feel the sense of guilt if you are not feeling so lit up, or you have a little moment of spooky Sundays, little scary, spooky, wookie Sundays. And then you're like, hold up, I've been told that I shouldn't be having this. I need to be loving my business every second of the day. No, you fucking don't. No, you will not. That is literally a lie. It is a lie. You can love your business one day and want to burn it to the ground the next day and then be in love with it the next day. It's okay. And you know what? It's normal. So I'm going to be breaking down 15 hard truths on what it really means and takes to be a coach, a mentor, or service provider, and the things that might come up, the ebbs and flows, and the not so sexy, the not so shiny and great things that are inevitably going to happen, but I really hope that I can shed some light and some reality on this. And this is also not a episode to shoot you down away from your dream or push you away from your dream or convince you to not do this, because it is the best job, in my opinion, in so many ways, of course, depending who you are and what your passions are, but it's phenomenal. But we need to be more real in this space. And it's one of my biggest icks as well. Like, we have to keep it a buck. So I'm here to do that. So let's just start off strong. Number one, you became a coach or mentor, right? Or a service pro to talk about business, to elevate your client's business. You are going to become a part therapist. That's just it. Not for every client, but it is going to feel like the weight of the world on you sometimes. I promise you that. You are going to build bonds with people, and they are going to, and there's nothing wrong with this, but when it becomes a high frequency and you don't have the proper offer suite, boundaries, structures, communication, clients that you're calling in, it can get very, very messy quick, and also burnout city. But they are going to emotionally trauma and word vomit on you. And they are going to look at you to be the band-aid and the fix-all, the one-stop shop, okay? And I had it when I was a website designer. They thought I was everything. I've had it even more so when I'm a mentor. And there's seasons, clients, moments for it where you can lean into this role and really be there for your clients. Because you know what? As much as we say we're business coaches or business mentors or business service providers, you still have to hold space. It is equally as much and a part of the job for you holding space and having these moving conversations and getting people through the mud, because it all coexists together. And that is another big portion, is you also have to realize that you are stepping into that. It's not just about business. You also have to hold space for people in very heavy and tough conversations. So you are going to become a part therapist, and you have to prep yourself for boundaries, communication, setting the tone, even in your copy, on your onboarding, you name it, your contract. But when it also comes up in conversations, whether it's in your chat that you're talking with them or on calls, you have to know how to navigate these conversations and either lean into it and support them or set the boundary. That is something that most people won't talk to you about, but it is going to happen. And oh, this is another big one that I actually really wanted to, a disclaimer I wanted to say, and I didn't write it down, but it just came to me. I also want you to know that these 15 hard truths, by the way, are not a complete projection. It's not just my reality that I've gone through after serving thousands of clients now in both businesses. This is universal. I am, of course, in some of these points coming from my perspective, what I've gone through. But for the most part here, I'm going through the similarities that I have seen and the collective issues and feelings and moments that will occur, the very similar and recurring events through my thousands of clients. I also just want to preface that this is not a complete projection of my reality. This is like the collective from my clients that what I've gotten, even from my biz besties or people online. This is occurring for not just myself, but other people. Number two, okay? So number one, you're part therapist. Two, your client success will lurk on your subconscious mind. It will low key haunt you. I swear to God, it's going to be giving Casper, literally haunting you. Like, it is spooky wookie season, October year round. Okay. You're on a cute vacation. Your client's launch. You're thinking about it because you're like, oh my God, is this going to knock down like my skills as a coach, as a mentor or service pro? Or you're going to be thinking, oh, are they able to handle the resources that I gave them while I'm out of office? Their success is going to lurk, and it's going to cause some anxiety. It's going to cause some energy leaks, if you want to say, or some draining potential leading to burnout, because your mind is always going to be racing. And if you have a moment where it's validated, where they don't see success, that's another tack onto, ooh, I'm feeling like this is a little heavy for me. So this is truly easier said than done, the art of detaching, which is going to lead into one other point. But if you have heart and you have integrity and you really do give a shit about your people, your client success will lurk in your subconscious mind, your conscious mind as well. And it will haunt you at moments. There's going to be days, weeks, months, seasons that just feel like, oh, okay, like I really am putting a lot of my self-worth and tying it to the outcome of my client's success. That is a very dangerous space to be in. It is a very common space that is going to happen. The only way you can really get out of it is through experiencing it, going through the mindset work, going inward, getting to the root of the problem and shifting out of it. But it's going to be a tough season, a very emotionally kind of lots of turbulence internally to get to that point, right? From point A to point B. It is just something that is going to occur, something that getting into it, we didn't really think about it, right? Number three, you will not realize how emotionally and mentally on you have to be. Even if you are trying to relax at night, you're going to have downloads. You're on your walk and you're like, okay, I'm going to decompress. Boom, an idea lands on your head. You're on now. You can't stop. The worst is when it happens at night. Say you have a big day and you're like buzzing and your mind will not shut off. Sometimes that's your best creations and lean into it. But when it happens all the time, that is emotionally and mentally draining. You have to physically pour into yourself, your life outside of your business. But like seriously, you're not going to realize how your brain will never shut off. It's hard until you go through again. A lot of these points I'm going to tell you, the only way to conquer them, and I hope, you know, potentially maybe hearing this, you can nip it in the butt and try to navigate it and beat it. If you haven't felt any of these already, or maybe if you are, I can snap into focus and be like, oh, okay, yeah, let's try to shift out of it. But it's one of those ones, again, you kind of just have to go through it to figure it out and get out of it. But you're going to be on. I knew I was passionate, but at some point that constant passion will turn into burnout. It will turn into this, I need a break. Like, because again, you can be on a break, you can be on vacation, but you are not off. Your mind is racing and racing and racing. That is just something you have to expect, especially to bring it to human design. My little Manny Gens, my little generators, y'all are going to be busy bees up in there in your brain. Okay. Your genius brain, you're going to be go, 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 go. So really prep yourself. Number four, this is a big one. This is one I will admit that a lot of my people still struggle with, as do I. And this goes for the business owners that really do have a lot of heart. Maybe you have a tad, you know, a little touch, a little sprinkle of people pleasing. It's okay. It's okay. But the art of detaching, it's so much easier said than done. This is going to tie into number two, but this is whether it's an issue, copying, feeling really off, you name it, success, fails, like you have to detach. You have to pick and choose your battles and you have to get into the, is this worth it? You know, I don't remember where I heard this analogy, but let's say you have 30 units to spend every single day. And let's say an issue or something comes up that it's really taking your energy, your mind, right? You're attached to it. Are you really going to give that day, maybe it's 20 or 22 units out of the 30 that you have to this said issue? So you don't post, you're not creative, you're not productive, you don't show up for your clients, you let it get the best of you because you're attached to it. You are not detaching. Over time, if you were to say clock those hours, you are going to be wasting days upon weeks, upon potentially months, just hours of dwelling because you did not detach. So I will encourage you and implore you to do the research on the art of detaching. You know, TikTok is great for that. Whip up a little YouTube video, but you need to start practicing that muscle, that skill. And again, I hate to say it to you, it's kind of the only way to go through it is to feel it and conquer it and to kind of, you know, go through the trenches. But if you educate and become aware, you can go, oh, okay, and start actively thinking and practicing, right? The art of detaching, that is going to be a non-negotiable if you are a coach, mentor, or service provider. And if you are in a space right now and you are resonating with these four things, I will bet that you're having a little chuckle or you're like, girl, it's me. I feel it. I know it's tough out here. And I hope I'm giving you this breath of fresh air, this moment of I see you, I feel you, I understand you. We all do. My clients do. You are not alone. And it's okay. to feel these things. So I'm sending you so much love if this is resonating right now, but let's move into number five. So not every single client, this one's a tough one. It's just reality. And if anyone says otherwise, they are full of shit. Not every single client will get insane jaw-dropping results. It gets easier to let go of this and detach, but it will always be tough, again, if you have a lot of heart, passion, and care and integrity. It's impossible, but the sooner you realize that you can give every single person the same blueprint, love, energy, support, not everyone is destined for that path. Not everyone will have the grit, the juice. Not everyone will want to continue. Maybe it's a different season. Everyone goes through different ebbs and flows, maybe personal life. Who knows? But don't pour in all your energy onto these, you know, these amazing clients, yes, and give everyone, you know, the same energy, but don't overextend and people please and burn yourself out and overgive, right? Because that is a moment of not seeing your worth, and that's a sure way to burn out. But I need you to be aware that not every single client will get the most insane jaw-dropping results, and do not put the weight of that all on yourself, because it's not your fault if you did your job to your best abilities. And there's seasons, again, and moments and people and scenarios where you do go above and beyond. You do show a little love because maybe they do need it. But if you are in that business model, it's just not sustainable and it is going to wear you down. Number six. Ah, this one can be tough. This one's a tough one. And again, this is for the people who really do care, who I gotta say too, like, it hurts my heart when people, I get it, the shitty industry and all the coaches that have burned people, like, I get it. But what about the ones that are really good? What about the service pros, coaches that really do give a shit and do provide a stellar service? We are just automatically tacked into the shitty category and it sucks for us and we're like trying to stay afloat. It is what it is, but it just sucks sometimes, you know, but it's reality. But number six, not every client will be nice. Not every client will be nice. And this one is probably one of the toughest things because it's going to feel like they're ungrateful or it's going to feel like you really went above and beyond. And if you are putting on your coach, service pro, or mentor hat right now and you've experienced this where you just felt like, damn, like I really showed up for them, like that sucks. And you know in your heart you did, like you delivered those services, but you just felt like you couldn't do much or you can't really put your finger on it, or maybe you can and it's a hard pill to swallow. That is going to be one of the biggest energy leaks. And, you know, again, that moment of feeling kind of taken advantage of and it's like, what happened? You know, I can think of, oh my God, I can't even count on both hands and feet how many students that I've worked with. And mind you, they're incredible. And I see the ins and outs of what they do. And people will just take it and then want to get out of a payment and try to point the finger or play victim or act like, I didn't know I wanted to make that investment, when I see the screenshot of them saying they did and they actually left a 5-star review and it just, the math isn't mathing. And then all of a sudden they made a next investment and they were just trying to get their money, or they do that and then they copy the person. And it's just almost like manipulation. And you know what? I feel like a lot of people in this space love to, and I've done it, like I get it. Point the finger at the coach, the mentor, the service pro. But what about the client at times? Because every single business has horror stories about clients. Karens, what about Karens who are the shoppers, right? It's tough. Do you know how many clients of mine have come to me in complete shambles? Like they're heartbroken. Like, I don't know what to do. Like I gave so much. This sucks. Like they just feel so beaten down by their clients. I mean, and I get them completely out of that by multiple shifts. I've done it with so many of my students and it's a beautiful thing to watch, but it sucks because not every client will be nice. Sometimes they'll just completely go left field. They'll have the audacity, or they'll be rude. They'll stop paying you. They'll try to manipulate. They just, like, it's just not a vibe. And I'm very, 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 very grateful and lucky that I have had very minimal issues and since 2019. But of course, there's been situations. Every single person, if anyone says there hasn't, they're lying. Every single business, it is physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever word, okay, tack them all on, impossible to have a 100% success rate every single time. There is always going to be at least one or a few people unhappy. It is okay. But you have to prep yourself for that. Like, you physically have to prep yourself for that. Okay. Number seven. Oh, I'm triggered. I'm triggered, bitch. Listen, I know so many. Okay. Not so many. I know three people. Me. I'm like, I know so many. It's just three. I can name from the top of my mind right now, three people who handle this very, very well. And actually don't give a shit. Power to you could not be fucking me. Number seven, your clients will steal from you. Oh my God. Get ready, girl. Get ready. You think it's the industry? You think it's your competitors who are already giving the service? Girl, it's your damn clients. They are going to steal from you. Oh my good God. Okay, I'm done being extra. But they will. Oh my gosh, get ready. Get them terms and conditions vetted by a lawyer, created by a lawyer. Oh, get those lawyer contracts. You know what? I'm going to put my ride or die lawyer in the show notes. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put that there. Two, I'm going to do, well, my lawyer works with both Canadian and US, but I'll put two lawyers. I'll put one Canadian and US, and then I'll put one US for you. But they're going to steal from you. Just get ready. Get ready. Get the terms and conditions, contracts. Be very firm on your kickoff calls, on your marketing, okay, on your onboarding. Be as clear as possible and set the boundaries and make it a no intellectual property being taken type of vibe. Unless you're the person who is like what I like to call the Be Me method, unless you're giving people your exact blueprint and framework 24/7 and you're like, take it all, ignore number seven. But get ready, because that will happen. And it's triggering as fuck. And the first time you go through it, who knows, maybe every time, it's going to still sting. Maybe you're going to navigate it really good. It's really to each their own. It's different how everyone navigates it. But don't, the art of detaching, do not let it eat you up. Do not be gutty and go message them and be all aggressive. If you do decide, be very politically correct and kind. Do not fight that with aggression. It will not go good. Number eight, you feel like you always need to create and be ahead of the game. Have fun shutting your mind off again, okay? Have fun, but you always feel like you need to be doing the next thing, the next creation, the second you do a photo shoot, new concept, or, oh my gosh, okay, well, it's 2 months. I'm already tired of them because that's all I see. You just feel like you're always going to have to be, again, go, 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 expense, expense, expense. It's just how fast this damn industry moves. And if you give a shit about branding, you're definitely going to feel this too. So you feel like you just always need to create, especially offerings. If you're a coach or mentor, hey, even service pro, but you feel like you're going to need to create and just kind of reinvent the wheel. And it's going to feel exhausting eventually. It might be great for a few years or seasons, but it will catch up to you. And you're just going to be like, bro, I need to breathe. Especially when you get into a season of wanting to slow down, start a family, travel more, you start to realize you want more freedom. It's going to slap you in the face, you know, and I even relate it to COVID, where everyone was just inside. And so it's all we did. We were so on our business. We're yeah. The world's opened up. It's different again. It is different. So you're not in the space to just always be doing the next thing. There's seasons for that. But it's not always being on. Nothing in this world is always on. So you shouldn't be either. Number nine. This is another tough one. Girl, they're all tough. Okay. I struggle with this. I've gotten better this year, but I've definitely struggled with this. So I want to meet you right there. You will never, ever feel settled or fully done or accomplished. Maybe for a moment, like, well, good hot 5 minutes, maybe a day, maybe a week, okay? It will not last. You hit that one milestone, you are instantly thinking of the next one. You are trying to get to the next big one. It doesn't feel good enough. You see someone else saying a bigger win. Now all of a sudden you're like, should I even share this? It's this whole mind fuck that is bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, yes, celebrate the 5K month, the 10K month, all of those, yes. Like, please, when you hit it, it is life changing. But sit in that for a bit, right? And when you write those big, scary goals, of, oh my God, and you're like manifesting, right? Your fingers hurt because you're journaling so much. You're just trying to manifest. You're going on your hot girl manifestation walks. You taking crystal baths or boop, boop, whatever. I don't know, girl. You're taking psychics, doing this energy work. You are like, if I get to this level or I get this milestone, that's it. I'm good. I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to feel so fulfilled. Like you just, you're like vibrating of how excited you are. And you just know that this is the end all be all. Well, guess what? It's not. It's not good. Good riddance, bitch. You're going to get there. Like you're going to get there and be like, anyways, 20K who, bitch? I want 120K. That's giving pennies. Like, no, thank you. I'm telling you, it's actually crazy. You shatter your money mindset. You shatter your old reality, your old limiting beliefs to get to this next level. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, next, 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 next. That kind of leads right and relates to number 8, where you always need to feel like you need to create and be ahead of the game. It's a ripple effect. It coexists together. Number 10, it's a lot, bro. Okay. It's just a lot. That's number 10. This space is so glamorized. And I get it and I contribute because it is glamorous. It's fucking incredible, but it's a lot. It's a lot to sign up for. But I am a firm believer on this as well because yes, it is a lot. So I want you to do a gut check, a reality check, because I am a firm believer. You know, there was this huge spurt of everyone becoming a coach, mentor, blah, blah, blah in the pandemic. But you know, a lot of people have fallen off now because reality hit, but not just because you're a good educator doesn't mean you should be a mentor or a coach. No, those are completely different entities. A lot of people are not equipped mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually to hold space for people the way you have to as a mentor. I'm telling you right now, you will trauma dump, you will trigger them, you will be triggered, you will project. It's like this, if you don't work through your shit, this is going to be one hell of a ride that just constantly has you in fight or flight, feeling ungrateful. Like you need to be mentally strong to be in this industry or it will eat you up. Like it's going to. Your clients, the space, the people who are copying you, everywhere you look, there's something to like, oh my gosh, right? Your head is spinning. It's a lot. It is glamorized, but it's a lot. And not everyone is meant to hold this type of space. It is sexy to say, be a digital nomad and sell a course and make 100K. There's so much more to it. It's not that simple. Going into number 11, you're going to be put in situations that feel so incredibly uncomfortable, ego-driven, and completely out of the ordinary situations you would have never had to deal with. You are going to have to put on your big professional, like by the book type of energy and shoes on. I don't think that's a saying. Hat on? Is it shoes or a hat? Is it pants? Is it a shirt? What is it? I don't know, girl. You get the drill you get the drill. You get the vibe. Listen, what time is it? It's 9:40. I'm not making sense. Whatever. Okay. Part of my brand is I'm terrible at sayings. Anyways, I digress. You are going to be put in situations, okay, to just feel so uncomfortable. You're going to have to either put your ego aside or feel like, do you need to protect your brand? You're going to have to be in these like weird entanglements. Like, it's like, what's going on? And you take a step back and you're like, what the fuck? It's going to happen. Okay. So number 12, you will need to learn how to, oh, this is a really good one too. You need to learn when to pick your battles. Do you want to burn that bridge? Do you want to send that email? Do you want to send that DM? Think of the consequences. Think before you react. Take a moment. Seriously, do not be reactive. Rapport and reputation is really going to hold a big weight in this space. It's big, but it's small. And pick your battles. Think before you're reactive. That will serve you really well. Number 13, you will need to learn how to support, heal, and deeply, deeply validate yourself. You will need to start having that self-led approach, that confidence, that leadership, that inner knowing and love, that self-love in this space. Again, you are going to have to support, heal, and validate yourself when no one else will. Now, if you have a circle of mastermind girls or biz besties or a coach or mentor or whatever, but no matter how many people you have in your corner, it is always going to come back to how you support yourself, how you heal yourself, and how you validate yourself. If it doesn't come from yourself at the end of the day, or when you take away all of the other external validation, you are never going to feel fulfilled. And that is going to really kill your self-love. And I want you to be actively aware of this and give that to yourself. Give yourself those three things consistently. And instead of going to dump all of these issues onto your friend or your partner, because it's also heavy on them, let's think of them, try to start detaching and loving on yourself and be that, you know, building up that mentally strong rapport with yourself and really, really just believing your intentions and handling these situations with grace and professionalism. Number 14. Ooh, this is a big one because there's a whole lot of it in the space. I can't stand this. You will need to let go of your big fat ego, girl, more than you think. Oh my God, that's leading into my point of not being reactive. Let go of the ego. Oh my God, it's ugly. It's ugly, girl. Pretty girls up, okay? Oh my gosh. Ew, I've never said that saying in my life. Oh, number 16, don't say pretty girls up. You will get canceled. Don't cancel me, stop. Did I just have a conversation with myself? I did. Again, I think I'm going stir crazy. I've left the house once today. Anyways, back to the podcast episode 14. I already said that. You will need to let go of your ego, girl. Okay, let it go. Leave it at the door. There's seasons to bring it in. It's fine. We all have it, right? But oh my God, if you are leading with that and being so reactive, defensive, aggressive, and oh, just a chip on your shoulder, it's this industry is going to eat you up and spit you out. And you are going to build a bad name for yourself, okay? Number 15. Now this is a very, very important one. One that hits home very closely to me and to so many of the people in my space and conversations, clients, friends. I know this is going to hit home. And I know in one way or another, you have felt this. You might have seasons where you completely and utterly lose yourself inside of your business, whether it is your body, your health, your relationship, your friendships, your hobbies, the traits. Do not lose her. Do not lose the amazing human being that you were before you started your business. It is so easy to get sucked up, okay? Sucked up. Sucked in. And you lose your identity. And you tie it completely, your self-worth, to your business, to your success, to your money claims, to your next big milestone. It is so, so incredibly easy to lose that. And it is going to rob you of your happiness, your sustainability, your success, your creativity, everything. So just be aware and really build a business that supports your hobbies, yourself beyond the business, right? And there's moments to put your head down and work, but there's moments to keep your head off the screen or away from the screen. Again, not off the screen. I'm literally giving illiterate, but I'm trying to have a big sentimental moment, cracking the little jokes here. Oh my gosh. But seriously, you might have seasons like this, and I really want you to be careful because it's tough. I opened up about this on my socials, you know, quite a bit. Oh, COVID waterboarded me, bitch, with the body image issues. I'd never struggled with that before, and yo, girl, struggled, and it was painful to get back to where I am now. It really is. I'm still not fully happy, to be very honest with you. Like, it's still been really tough. But I lost myself, and a lot of us did, especially. That was a unique situation, of course, COVID, but being locked up. But don't lose yourself. Please, please, please remember her, stay close to her, keep her alive and vibrant, right? You are so much more than your business, and let her shine. So, yeah, there's my 15 tips. I really hope that this opened up your eyes it sheds some true reality. This is, in my opinion, more important than the flashy things, right? It's setting true expectation and not allowing you to be completely blindsided or disappointed. I wish I could listen to this before, because I would have been able to prep, say, my nervous system or prep myself, prep my SOPs, this and that, and avoided a lot of situations. So I really, really, really hope that this did that for you. Or maybe this was just a moment of really validating you, meeting you where you're at, and letting you know that not only myself have I gone through a few of these, but the collective has. Like, this isn't a unique issue or problem to you, which is a good thing. Like, this do be going on. And it's the reality of this job. It's the not so sexy things. It's the hard truths of what it really takes to be a coach, mentor, service provider. So I love you. I love you so much, my chicken angel. And I really do. Let me know. Message me on Instagram at natasha.zorick. Let me know. How did this feel? Did you resonate? Did this open your eyes? Was this a breath of fresh air? But anyways, I love you so much. And I will talk to you and see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.